At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLuca. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, September 10th. As we all know, Tyson Campbell left the game towards the end against the Miami Dolphins in that week one loss for the Jaguars. He left the game with a hamstring injury, and we talked to Doug Peterson yesterday. Peterson shared that Tyson Campbell would miss, quote, some time. He would not put a timetable on it. He was asked, could Tyson Campbell be back for London? Again, said, I'm not going to put him in that box, not going to put a timetable on it. So we really don't know. But what we do know is hamstring injuries can linger. We've seen them linger here in Jacksonville. We've seen them linger with Tyson Campbell before. So hamstrings are no joke. It's something where if you come back too early, it could really be bad. It's something where you just can't push it. You've got to get that hamstring right. You've got to wait the proper amount of time, and you don't know exactly what that time frame is going to be. I would imagine at least 3 weeks, honestly, at least. But we don't know. But that's kind of how I'm viewing it. At least the next three games, I would not expect to see Tyson Campbell. So today we're going to look at who his replacement should be in the starting lineup. And there's two obvious choices, Buster Brown, Jarian Jones. Doug Peterson was asked yesterday, Buster Brown is who came in the game for Tyson Campbell there at the end. And he was asked, Doug Peterson was, are they just going to keep with that or how's that going to play out? And he kind of said that they're going to look at it this week and determine what they're going to do. So I'm going to talk about, these two players, what they bring to the table, what I think they should do, what I think they'll do, all that good stuff. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. So Buster Brown, Jarian Jones, both Jaguars draft picks. Buster Brown now in, his third year? Fourth year? What are we in here for Buster? This is his third year in the league. Late round draft pick for the Jaguars in 2022. Jarian Jones, a rookie, obviously. So third round pick here for the Jaguars this year out of Florida State. A lot of big Florida State fans around here, so I know they love them some Jarian Jones. Jones is a much better athlete and just feels like he has a shot at being a long-term starter in the NFL. Buster Brown, on the other hand, has experience playing and starting in this league. In 2023, last year, when Tyson Campbell was dealing with injury, Buster Brown had 475 snaps during the regular season. So, he played a lot last year. I thought he improved last year. I don't think he was good, per se, but I think for a young backup corner, he did not play bad. But again, I think Jarian Jones, athletically and physically, just has a much better shot at really being a long-term impact player for your football team. But he doesn't have the same experience level as Buster Brown in the NFL, right? Now, each of these guys has the same experience level in this defense. This is a new defense, so I think you could certainly say, well, Buster Brown's experience in the NFL under Mike Caldwell, so vastly different than what it is under Ryan Nielsen, right? The Jaguars were one of the least man coverage heavy teams in the NFL under Mike Caldwell. Guess what? Week one, they were in man coverage 72% of the time. By far the highest in the league under Ryan Nielsen. So, yeah, you could say that Buster Brown's experience in the league doesn't translate as much to this defense, but I also think just having experience, seeing what NFL guys look like does matter as well. But if I had to pick just one guy to go out there and be the starter in Tyson Campbell's stead, I would pick Jarian Jones. Look, they're about the same size. Buster Brown is a little bit taller, has a little bit more length, but the athleticism and the kind of it factor, playmaking factor, I think heavily leans in Jones' favor. Jones is a supreme athlete with speed, explosiveness, quickness. What I think the Jaguars will do is utilize them both in different situations. I think you're going to see them both on the field more now that Tyson Campbell's not going to be available, but I would guess Buster Brown will be the starting outside corner.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This right now, having to rely on Buster Brown, a career backup, or Jarian Jones, a rookie, who really played more nickel for the Seminoles last year and played more nickel in week one, almost exclusively nickel. This is the exact reason why I advocated signing another veteran corner. Because if Tyson Campbell or Ronald Darby go down, both of whom have injuries in their past, long injury history, this is what you're relying on. And it could be worse, certainly. Like, Buster Brown does have experience in the league. He can play physically. But athletically, he just is not going to compare to many of the receivers he's going to be tasked with covering in man coverage. And, you know, coming up, you have the Browns, who have good receivers. The Bills, good young receivers. And Josh Allen throwing them the damn football. The Texans have great receivers. The Colts have very good receivers. You're either going to be starting a rookie or someone who's a career backup. So, yeah, that's why I advocated signing a veteran corner who can start. But this is the situation the Jaguars are in now. I think that Jarian Jones gives you a better chance for just good things to happen. Again, maybe you're worried he hasn't seen specific situations that Buster Brown has, but he's more talented. He plays with more of an edge. And just way, way more athletic. So that's the direction I would be leaning in. And, you know, you could be learning, do we have something to build on here with Jarian Jones on the outside? Ronald Darby, obviously Tyson Campbell's going to be around, but Ronald Darby, he's an older player and he's only got a 2-year deal. The Jaguars, if they choose, they could get out of that deal after 1 year. And I'm not saying they should, but I'm just saying, like, outside of Tyson Campbell, long-term outside corner, you don't really have answers. So, as I mentioned, Jones played primarily in the slot in week one. He played primarily in the slot last year at FSU, but he has plenty of experience outside in college. He has played outside throughout the Jaguars offseason and training camp, along with playing inside. So it's not like, you know, throwing him outside is something he's never done before. He's done it throughout this spring and summer and did it a lot prior to 2023 at FSU. And even in 2023, he had outside reps. I would go with Jarian Jones in 2 cornerback looks and 3 cornerback looks. If Savage is playing safety instead of nickel, maybe you bump Jones inside and Buster outside. Another potential factor in this whole debate, this whole thought process is like, I wonder how much confidence the Jaguars now have in Antonio Johnson after what he put on tape this past week. And he's a young player. I still think he's a player that can be a starter in this league, a good starter. But he was way overly aggressive on a lot of his tackle attempts, and he just ended up whiffing. I thought he was better in coverage, decent in coverage, right? But will their confidence in Antonio Johnson early on this year have an impact on these rotations, like more Darnell Savage at safety potentially? I don't know what it's going to look like. That's kind of how I see the Jaguars playing it out. I think Buster will play more on the outside. I think Jarian Jones will continue to play inside. I think he'll play a little bit more on the outside than he did in week one. And they'll continue to rotate. I think Ryan Nielsen loves rotations. I think he wants to get specific guys out there in specific moments for specific play types and situations. And so whether it's the defensive front, linebackers, secondary, you're going to continue to see a lot of guys out there for the Jaguars, keeping them fresh, keeping them engaged. I think that's Ryan Nielsen's strategy. I thought they did a good job in week one overall, you know, this defense with Ryan Nielsen. Obviously wasn't perfect. It's never going to be perfect against the Miami Dolphins offense. Most explosive offense in the league, bar none. But they did a damn good job, especially week one of a new defense. Very good job. And I'm hopeful that that can continue. You know, I think that Jarian Jones gives you a really good answer. I think Buster Brown, I think he's all right. Hopefully he's not going to cost you the game. We'll see how it plays out. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think about this cornerback situation in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.